USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No breakthrough in sight to end the partial federal government shutdown. Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, who is expected to be elected Speaker of the House on Thursday, says the House will act on a funding measure once she is. Republicans like Congressman Steve Womack of Alaska says she shouldn't be waiting.
Let's just be honest. She has been too busy trying to secure the votes to become the Speaker of the House and not enough time spent securing our border.
The obstacle to getting a funding bill passed remains that President Trump wants $5 billion for a border wall, while Democrats are offering $1.3 billion for border security that does not include a wall. Major U.S. newspapers were struck by a cyber attack that delayed many paper deliveries yesterday. The L.A. Times, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other papers affected. The origin of the attack is not yet known. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.